General Services Administration's extending the FTS 2001 bridge contract for as much as another year. Nearly a year after telling agencies to make the switch to the network's contract by summer of this year, many large agencies still haven't finished moving off the old contract. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller here with details. Good to see you. Big GSA event you're covering today.
It was a big event. The Affirm Group did a nice job, as usual.
And I see that Emily Jarvis and Justin Udo, our terrific producers, were with you at this event. What is the deal on this? Because this we talked about this before we went on the air. GSA said, we're not going to extend it, we're not going to extend it, we're not going to extend it. And now, well, we'll just extend it a little bit. What's the deal on that?
Just a little bit. So I think there's a couple of reasons for the extension. I think the biggest one is, well, agencies aren't ready. They haven't fully moved to the network's contract yet. Now, remember, GSA awarded networks in 2007 to Quest, AT&T, Verizon, and Level 3 Communications under what they call the Enterprise or the Universal Contract Vehicles. Now, agencies were to start moving to networks over the first few years, but progress has been slow and much slower than GSA expected. Mm-hmm. Several reasons around that, but the point is here, GSA said, starting May, June 2011, we're not going to do FTS 2001 anymore. We're not going to support the bridge contract. Agencies have to get there. They mm-hmm. have to do it. We're not going to do it. Well, here we are, May 2011.
Yes.
June is very closely approaching, and Carl Krumholz is GSA's Director of Network Services Programs, and he says an extension is necessary to give agencies, as agencies move closer to that drop-dead date.
We went out to all the agencies and said, do you need the new contracts? Are you going to be done? And are you 100% done? Or do you think you're going to be 100% done? If you are, we're using a different approach this time where we're actually naming agencies on the contract that will be authorized to use it, not just for all government, but only these agencies that are not done. So we've listed the agencies on each of these contracts.
Now, Krumholz says FTS 2001 bridge contract extension for Quest is in place, and GSA expects and is reviewing proposals for Verizon and AT&T and Sprint, and those deals should be done by the mid-June deadline. Now, GSA is trying to maintain the same services across the board as on FTS 2001 that were previous and continue. Now, remember, mm-hmm. the whole goal of networks was new services, cheaper, better, faster.
Right.
So keeping this FTS 2001, GSA at one point said they were losing, agencies were missing out on the savings of about $20 million a month. Now, the extension is for 6 months. It has 1 6-month option. So again, GSA expects next summer we should be done with this.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detected a bit of frustration there in his voice because it's been, 4 years now, 2007. How close are we getting to finally getting this done 4 years later?
Well, we're much closer than we were. About 85-86% of all connections have been transitioned to networks. Now, it sounds good, but it's that final about 15-14% that's really going to be the most difficult. Krumholz says about 58 agencies, mostly smaller ones, are 100% using networks. And that includes actually some of the big ones, like energy is 100% moved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one big agency. But then the several other smaller, nice-sized agencies, they will need the FTS 2001 extension. And about 60% of the value of the contract hasn't transitioned yet.
There are still some agencies that have yet not made fair opportunity decisions. And if you haven't even done that yet, you have a long road to go in completing the complete transition. Those that are working with carriers, they're moving along, and I have no thought that they're not going to get done in a reasonable amount of time. Those that still have fair opportunities to make could be protested, and most of those are statements of work that have already been protested in the past. So that's my biggest concern.
Roughly how many agencies are we talking about that still haven't made a fair opportunity decision?
In the category of, say, half a dozen.
Now, the agencies that are facing those network protests include the Social Security Administration and the Agriculture Department. And then as of April 28th, this is data from GSA, others including Justice, EPA, parts of DHS, all have statements of work out there for some piece of the network's puzzle,
mm-hmm.
not the whole thing, not maybe voice, maybe data. Like for Justice, it's the Integrated Wireless Network, the iWin program, for instance. Overall, there are still 30 statements of work that are still out there, and some of the things are for like secondary voice networks or continuity of operations, but the point is they got to get done,
mm-hmm.
and they're not done yet. Krumholz says GSA is getting some help from pushing agencies to make the transition as quickly as possible.
The greatest incentive that we can provide agencies is for some pressure to be placed on the agency from above, and that leverage is being placed now by OMB. OMB has become a very highly engaged partner with GSA in encouraging agencies to move on to the new contracts, and my assessment at this point is that agencies are fully engaged. They're moving as quickly as they can, and like any transition or anything of this sort, there are so many details associated with defining requirements, defining their inventory, getting the carrier to understand what the inventory is such that they can then order and move the services. So we're even working together with agencies to encourage the carriers and the agencies to work together to move as quickly as they can.
Carl Krumholz of GSA, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller with me. There's another contract right around the corner they're already starting to look at, right?
Absolutely. They already are starting to move out on what they call Networks 2020. Now, this is with a K, not an X, because they realize that even though this one's not fully transitioned to the current contract, the idea here is, okay, let's start planning now because it's not going to be soon until we have to start moving off.
All right. We've got details on that because the GSA's published some information about that on the FAS blog, and we've got that linked up at federalnewsradio.com, and we have your report there as well, and more tomorrow morning.
More tomorrow with Tom and Amy on the Federal Drive.
All right. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller, thank you, sir.